Family, welcome to the Now Network. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. The Now Network presents Women Speak Now and Be Heard, hosted by Minister Michelle Taylor.
Can't help but praise them. Can't help but praise them. Hallelujah is the highest praise. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, welcome, welcome to Women Speak Now. I'm your host, Minister Michelle. Thank you for joining me, listening audience. You are loved and appreciated. And most importantly, you are loved by the Most High God, the only true and living God. Amen. Women Speak Now is for all women, believers and non-believers, seeking an environment of love, empowerment, and trust, coming together as one in Christ. Men, you are always, always welcome into this atmosphere of love. Women Speak Now is dedicated to real talk, real issues with real godly solutions. Proverbs 12:19, the lip of truth shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. Continue to like us on our Facebook page on Women Speak Now, and thank you everyone who's already had the opportunity to do so. You are truly appreciated. Thank you, Pastor E, for having me as your host here on Women Speak Now. Please know that you are truly, truly appreciated. This broadcast is for you, our listening audience, to get involved in the conversation. Yes, you can give us your own topics directly on our Facebook page, Women Speak Now, as well as through Pastor E, the CEO and founder of this awesome network, the Now Network, or myself. Now, listening audience, please don't be shy. Please don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Yes, we need to hear from one another. All of our perspectives are important. All of our experiences collectively, our testimony is powerful. So please, please get involved in the conversation. At the end of this discussion, I welcome you to press one. Yes, at the end, press one and join the conversation. You do have something to say. We welcome you to speak now and be heard. Let us pray. Oh, Father God, we come into your presence, Lord, on today with praise, Lord. We come into your presence with a thankful heart. Lord, we thank you for waking us up this morning. Lord, we thank you for giving us yet another day of grace. Oh, Holy Spirit, we welcome you into this atmosphere. Oh, Holy Spirit, order our steps, guide our words, speak through this broadcast. Holy Spirit, use our voices as a vessel for the Lord on tonight to speak words of encouragement, words of empowerment, words of healing, words that build up one another in love and not tear down, words of peace, words of hope, and words of love. We love you, Lord, and we bless your holy name. Amen. Well, good evening. Good evening on tonight. I am excited to be back with you. Yes, I'm excited to be back with you on tonight, Women Speak Now. And what a mighty God we serve. Angels bow down before him. Heaven and earth adorn him. What a mighty God we serve. You see, whatever you need, God got it. Oh, yeah, whatever you need, whatever I need, God got it. Yes, he got it. Whatever the situation, he got it. According to your will, Father, let it be done in heaven as it is here on earth. Psalms 84:11. But the Lord God is our sun and our shield. He gives us grace and glory. The Lord will withhold no good thing from those who do what is right. God on tonight, praise God, for he has done great things. God is everything we need, and everything we need is in God. Hallelujah. Tonight, I have one main topic I want to discuss with you on tonight. Yes, one main topic for tonight. And our topic for tonight is, be encouraged in the Lord. Oh, yes, be encouraged in the Lord. Speak a word over your life and be encouraged. Amen. So, you know, life is full of so many things. Oh, my goodness. Life is full of so many things to keep us discouraged. To keep us what? Yes, discouraged. Life is full of so many things to keep us discouraged, to keep us upset, and less focused on the things of God. You see, Satan, oh, yeah, the enemy, he's a master at what he does. Oh, yeah, he's a master. See, he uses daily distractions to keep us from truly serving the Lord, from truly giving our best. Yes, we're giving our best to kingdom work. Yes, at being our best, at giving our best, he uses these distractions of day-to-day distractions of the world to keep us from giving our best to all that we do, and especially the kingdom building and kingdom work. You see, whether it be a hard day at work, and Lord, we know we have a lot of hard days, amen, whether it be a hard day at work, whether it be family trouble, it could be our children acting up. It seems like when things start going right, something's bound to go down. It's either going to be family trouble, our children start acting up. If it ain't our children, then if our spouse is cutting up, they're not cutting up, then it could be something like money issues, it could be health issues, even depression. You see, what I'm trying to say is that it's our day-to-day struggles that distract us. Yes, it distracts us. But guess what? The good news is that there is always something in the Word of God. There is always something in the Bible or Scripture to look up, to read, to encourage ourselves, to lift us up when we are down, when we're feeling blue. We can go to the Word of God and find something that's going to encourage us. Amen? Always the most important thing we could do, which is prayer. Yes, prayer. We have to take everything Take what? Yes, everything to God in prayer. See, praise God, he has given us the right tools. He's already given us the right tools that we need to progress our way through, amen, to go through and to make it over troubled waters, amen. So we have prayer and we have the word of God to keep us what? Encouraged. Encouraged in the Lord. It's in God's word that we can find encouraging verses to uplift us and to give us hope when we are down. So when we are feeling, we're going to feel this, right? When we are feeling the weight of the world, the weight of the world, when we feel it on our shoulders, and it's so heavy, that's when we need to cast our cares upon the one up above whose shoulders are big enough to carry the burden for us. Amen? I said when we are feeling that weight of the world, you know how they say, oh, that monkey jumped on my back? It's the weight of the world that's so heavy that seems to wear you down. When it's on your shoulders, that's when we are to cast our cares on the one who's above our shoulders. Amen? When we look to the hills where our help comes from, we look to God who's big enough to carry the burden for us, to carry our burdens, Lord. See, we are unable, yes, we are unable to handle the way of the world on our own. We are unable to do it on our own. But sometimes we try to do it on our own, but we have to realize, you know what, we weren't even created to do it on our own. We are to cast our cares on God, amen? So we're unable to handle this weight on our own. But with God, oh, yes, with God, and through Christ, guess what? We can do all things. Yes, we can. We can do what? We can do all things, amen? It is Christ who strengthens us, for he is the good shepherd. He is the bright and morning star. Thank you, Lord, for being a good shepherd. Thank you, Lord, for being the bright and morning star. Thank you, Lord, for that bright and morning star that you are, that you can handle all the way that we give to you, Lord. You remember Peter? I'm sure some of you guys remember Peter. Peter from the Bible, yes, Peter, and how he was able to walk on water. So we're going to talk about Peter for a little bit. So if you have your Bibles, if you would, turn your Bibles with me, and we're going to read Peter. About Peter, how he's able to walk on water in Matthew, the book of Matthew. So I'll give you a moment to go ahead and get your Bible out, get that app, whatever you have. We're going to read Matthew 14 chapter, and we're going to start at the 22nd verse. So that's Matthew, the 14th chapter, and we're going to read starting at the 22nd verse. And it reads, starting at 22. It says, immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side. While he dismayed the crowd, after he had dismayed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone, and the boat was already a considerable distance from the land and buffeted by the waters because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. Saw him walking on the lake. They were terrified. It's a ghost, they said, and they cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid. Lord, if it's you, Peter replied, tell me to come to you on the water. Come, he said. Then Peter got down off the boat, walked on the water, and came towards Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and began to sink. He was afraid and began to sink and cried out, Lord, save me. Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. You of little faith, he said, why did you doubt? And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat saying, truly, you are the Son of God. You see, as long as Peter had his eyes on Jesus, he was able to walk on the water. Oh, yes, as long as he had his eyes on Jesus, he was able to walk on the water. But as soon as he became distracted, he lost what? He lost faith, and he lost his ability to walk on the water and began to sink. You see, the same is true for our lives. Yes, for our own personal lives. As long as we keep our eyes on Jesus, and not on our problem, amen, that we can walk over whatever it is. Praise God. You see, our trials and tribulations, we can handle them as long as we keep our eyes on Jesus. It's only when we take our eyes off of Jesus that we begin to experience things like anxiety attacks, sleepless nights, high blood pressure, and the list goes on. Anybody ever had an anxiety attack? Anybody ever experienced that? An anxiety attack? Oh, my God, let me tell you. An anxiety attack could actually feel like a heart attack. Your heart begin racing. You get all sweaty. I mean, you have all these ailments going on, all these symptoms, and it's really anxiety. And a lot of times anxiety attacks come from stress. It comes from us carrying all this load, all these trials, all these tribulations by ourselves. Amen? So we start to experience things like anxiety attacks, sleepless nights, not able to get to sleep, just up all night worried about this thing. And then all this anxiety and sleepless nights begin to work its way through your body, and then you start to have symptoms like headache, migraine, high blood pressure, and the list goes on. But if we keep our eye on Jesus, amen, if we put our trust in Jesus, if we focus on Jesus, then we can have that good, abundant life that he promised us, amen, amen. So focus on God. Focus on God's promise and not on your problems. I said focus on God's promise and not on your problems, amen. Now, whenever obstacles appear in your life, you got to redirect your focus. Like Peter, as long as he had his focus on Jesus, able to walk. So we got to redirect our focus sometime. When we lose focus, when we lose sight, we got to redirect our focus on God and his promises. When you focus on your problems, then you become discouraged. Mm-hmm. When you focus on your problems only, then you become discouraged. But when you focus on God, you will become encouraged. Amen. So when you focus on your problems, you become what? Discouraged. Focus on God, you become what? Encouraged. So that's what we want to focus on. We're going to focus on God, and we're going to be encouraged. Amen? Amen. Hebrews 12, 1-3. We are encouraged to keep our eyes on Jesus. Then we will not become weary, and we will not faint. Amen. And Ephesians 6 and 10 urges us. It says, finally be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. In whose power? Yes, in God's mighty power. Yes, in the Lord's power. Not our own, but in God's power. We are to be strong in him. For he fights our battle. Yes, he does. God fights our battles, and it is God who gives us the victory. So we got to be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Lord, we thank you for being a strong tower, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the righteous can run and are safe in you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your mighty power, for we know that you are mighty in battle and you are a mighty God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, one of the best ways that you can encourage yourself during difficult times is remembering who you are in God and remembering who God is. Amen. So one of the best ways to encourage yourself is remember that you are a child of the Most High God. Amen. And that God is almighty. Yes, he is. He's mighty in battle. His word is true. And to his kingdom, there is no end. Amen. Hallelujah. So don't look at the size of your mountain. Yes, don't look at the size of your mountain, but speak to the mountain. Yes, speak to that mountain and tell it how big your faith is and tell it how mighty is our God. Hallelujah. Speak to that mountain. Tell it how big your faith is and how mighty is our God. If you keep on focusing on the situation, you're going to become discouraged. You're going to become discouraged. You're going to become intimidated, fearful. And then if you got all that going on, you're going to finally become defeated. Yeah, so when we start focusing on the situation more than we focus on God, we begin to become discouraged. And then after discouragement, we're going to get intimidated. Then we're going to get fearful. And then finally, we're going to get defeated. But when you switch your perspective, amen, when you switch your what? Your perspective to God and his ability, you will become strong. Then you become strong, determined, powerful, focused. See, when God is the only source of our hope, if that's when he becomes the only source of your hope, then you got all you need. Amen. You got all you need when you focus on God, because God is everything we need, and everything we need is in God. Oh, yes, encourage yourself on tonight. See, it's not what you see that matters, but how you see it. Yes, how you see it. So you could either see that cup, you know, that cliche we always talk about, that cup, and you either can see that cup being half full. You see it as half full, or you see it as half empty. It's your perspective. It's all about how you see it. So you need to not see, you see the mountain because it's right in front of you. You can't deny it. You can't deny your problem because it's there. But you look at that mountain and you tell that mountain, you know what? My faith is bigger than you, mountain. My God is mightier than you, mountain. Matter of fact, my God created you, mountain. So you're going to have to go ahead and move out my way by faith in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So in our time of adversity, that we have to keep our focus on God and not on our problem. Yes, because God will bring light to our darkness. Amen. He'll bring peace to our trouble. And all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Romans 8:28. And our purpose is in God. Our victory is in God. Amen. Our purpose is in God. Our victory is in God. Everything we need is in God, and God is everything we need. Be encouraged. Now, I am not saying that it's easy to be encouraged, because it's not always easy. You know, it does take some work. It takes some work. Yep, it's going to take some work. It's going to take some repetition. You know, faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the word of God. So we got to keep hearing the word of God, reading the word of God, start to believe it. Your faith will become increased. Amen. So it does take some time, and it takes some energy, and it takes some work to keep yourself encouraged. But it's not difficult. See, it's easier to become discouraged than it is to be encouraged. But we're worth the work, right? We are worth the work. We must love and value ourselves. Amen. Yes, we must love and value who? Ourselves. We must know we are limited in our flesh. And we are limited in our flesh and blood, but in the spirit, by the spirit, we are made strong. I said in the spirit and by the spirit, we are made strong. Yes. It is Christ that we are strong in. He gives us our strength. Amen. So we can strengthen ourselves in the Lord. Ephesians 3:16, that God would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. Again, Ephesians 3:16, that God would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. See, God strengthens our inner man. Oh, Lord, thank you for strengthening our inner man, Lord. See, he renews our strength when we become weak. Yes, when we get tired, when we become weary, that's when he renews our strength and he strengthens our inner man. Now, in addition to being encouraged in the word of God, we must do things that we enjoy doing. Yes, we got to start doing things that you enjoy doing. We have to find that healthy balance in life, because sometimes we put so much energy in all these other things, we forget about one of the most important things. And guess who that is? It's you. Yes, like, I am one of the most important things that I have to take care of. So we have to speak a word over ourselves. We have to encourage ourselves, and we have to put ourselves first in terms of priority, because we have to find a healthy balance. See, it's okay. It's okay to make time for yourself. It's okay to shop for yourself. Now, I'm not talking about becoming selfish where all your attention is on you, because that is vanity, right? That's being conceited. That's being selfish. But I'm talking about taking good care of yourself, so that you could take care of others and you could take care of your father's business. You don't mean nobody no good if you are tired, if you're stressed out, so you got to take care of yourself. Amen? See, when we take care of ourselves, then we can be more effective. Yes, we can be more effective in everything we do, and especially in the ministry. So we can strengthen ourselves in the Lord. Amen? Amen. In addition to being encouraged in the word, we must do things that we enjoy doing, and that means like things that you enjoy, your own things. Everybody has things that they enjoy doing, whatever that is. If it's being by yourself, going to the movies, spa day, girls day, whatever, do those things. Yes, find that healthy balance. Amen. So you have to become your biggest cheerleader. Mm-hmm. You got to become your own biggest cheerleader, your own biggest coach, your own biggest fan. Speak positive words to ourselves. We need to say things like, I am somebody. Amen. I am the child of the Most High God. Amen. I am wonderfully and beautifully created. God loves me. My life has purpose. I am the head and not the tail. I am blessed in the city, blessed in the market. I'm blessed coming in, and I'm blessed going out. We have to speak a word over ourselves, encourage ourselves. Amen. Amen. Take care of yourself, and then everything else can be taken care of after you take care of yourself. Amen. It's not a sin to take care of yourself. You have to take care of yourself. Amen. Encourage yourself. Speak a word over yourself. The J.J. Smith 10-Day Green Smoothie Challenge. Whoop, whoop. Yes, I just finished the J.J. Smith 10-Day Green Smoothie Challenge. I don't know if anybody ever been through this 10-Day Green Smoothie Challenge, but it is quite the challenge, okay? One of my sister friends invited me to join a group that she formed to help motivate each other. So in this group, you will post like a picture of your smoothie for the day. You may say positive things. You get to check in, see how other people are doing on this 10-day green smoothie. So they have two ways you could do it. You could do the full version where you have three smoothies a day, and in between that you have healthy snacks like veggies. You could have fruit, maybe an apple, basically, and then you get some boiled eggs. And in between that, you're eating these smoothies. You can have things like almonds, pistachios, but just a handful. So anyway, it was difficult. Yes, it was difficult. And let me tell you, a sister had to encourage herself. Amen. A sister had to encourage herself. I had to speak a word to myself. Amen. I had to rely on Christ to strengthen me when I was weak, when I was hungry, when I was grouchy, when I was hungry, when I was weak, when I was hungry. No, I'm just kidding, y'all. You get that hungry part? When I was hungry. Amen. But I wasn't really hungry. It's just your flesh. You know, it's really hard to die to the flesh, but it's not impossible. Amen. Amen. And this 10-day smoothie was really good for me. It helped me to really detox. It takes away your sweet tooth. It gets you to focus on eating healthier. It jumpstarts your new lifestyle, which it should already be, to eat more fruits and vegetables. And to you, the reason why I shared that is about encouraging yourself. Amen. We have to really encourage ourselves in so many things in life. You see, life is full of negative people. Life is already full of our negative thoughts, and negativity is just about everywhere we turn. So we have to encourage ourselves. Amen. We are encouraged because we are loved by God. We are encouraged because we have everlasting life. We are encouraged because we are ambassadors for Christ. We are encouraged because we have the Spirit of God living inside of us. We are encouraged. Amen. Encourage yourself. Be encouraged. See, as women, we really struggle with this thing about putting the needs of others before our own. I don't know what that's about. It's a woman thing. It's a mother thing. But we really struggle in this area, a lot of women. Some women don't. Some women are selfish. They don't care about nobody but they self. But that's not of God. Now, most women struggle with putting the needs of others before they self. But we have to learn that it's not a sin. It's not a sin to put your needs as a priority. We have to take care of ourselves. I can't say it enough. If we don't take care of ourselves, guess what? We're going to die a premature death. Stress? Oh, stress is one of the main causes of death in America. Yes, stress, one of the main causes of death in America. According to the American Psychological Association, chronic stress, that's when you really stress out, chronic, when it's every day, when it's reoccurring, chronic stress is linked to the six leading causes of death, which is heart disease, cancer, lung ailments, accident, cirrhosis of the liver, and suicide. And more than 75% of all physician office visits, are for stress-related ailments and complaints. You see, we're talking about chronic stress. Your brain, it can suppress your thyroid. It can cause your blood sugar to imbalance. It decreases the bone density and muscle tissue. It raises our blood pressure. It reduces our immunity and ability to heal. And it increases fat deposits around our abdomen, which is around our belly, and that is associated with heart attack, stroke, and elevated bad cholesterol. So what am I saying? We got to find ways to decrease our stress levels, and we know that casting all our cares on God is the best way to handle stress. Yeah, casting our cares on who? On God is one of the best ways to handle stress. And we must also do things that make us happy, happy as women. And we got to deal with this thing called stress. So, again, it's okay to make time for yourself. It's okay to treat yourself. It's okay to shop for yourself, but not to become selfish, not to just not focus on nothing else but yourself and become selfish, all the attention's on you, not like that, but having a balance where you do find time for yourself, thinking that you're all that, and then all the attention's on you, and then you start being selfish, that's called being vain. We're not talking about that. We know that vanity is spoken about in the Word of God, but I'm talking about the type of attention where you're taking good care of yourself so that you can take care of others and handle your business more effectively. Amen. So when we take care of ourselves, then we become more effective in everything we do. Yes. We become more effective witness when we take care of ourselves. So we got to take care of things like your mind. Amen. Take care of like your body. Take care of things like eating right, drinking enough water, exercising. You know the basics. And then take care of your spirit man. Yes, your spirit man. You got to get your spiritual food on. Amen. Yeah, your spiritual food. You got to read your Bible, and you got to spend time with God. You got to read your Bible, spend time with God. You got to read your Bible, amen, and spend time with God. You got it. And then we got to learn to encourage one another. We got to learn to encourage one another in the body of Christ. Yes, we do. We got to encourage ourselves, and we got to encourage others. Yes, let's not forget about our brothers and sisters. In Christ 5:11 says, therefore, that's 1 Thessalonians 5:11. Therefore, encourage one another and build up each other, just as in fact you are doing. So we need to learn to encourage our brothers and sisters, speak a positive word over their life. Yeah. Instead of speaking negatively about them, how about we speak positive about them? Speak a word over their life. Mm-hmm. Stop participating in gossip about them and speak a word over their life. Speak positive into their life. Amen. Pray for them in the areas that they may need improvement, because guess what? We are all a work in progress. Mm-hmm. I'm a work in progress. God not done with me yet. Nope, I got work to do, you guys. And we all are a work in progress. Yes, we are. We all got to work out our salvation, and we all must die to this flesh daily. We all need prayer. Amen. And we can do all things through Christ that give us the strength. So I want to end this part of the discussion. Yes, I want to end my part of the discussion on tonight about encouraging yourself, speaking a word over yourself, and being encouraged. I want to end it with these lyrics from Yolanda Adams, Be Encouraged. And she says, sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Sometimes you have to speak victory during the test. And no matter how you feel, speak the word and you will be healed. Speak over yourself and encourage yourself in the Lord. Let me repeat that. Sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Sometimes you have to speak victory during the test, and no matter how you feel, speak the word and you will be healed. Speak over yourself. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, speak a word over your life and be encouraged. Hallelujah. Well, that ends my part of tonight's discussion, and I pray that this message has truly encouraged you. Flo, please know. Please know that you are truly loved. Yes, you are. You are loved by the Most High God. You are loved by the only true and living God, and his love is everlasting. Amen. So I would love to hear from you at this part in the broadcast on tonight. It is your turn to get involved in the conversation. I welcome you to speak now and be heard. So go ahead, press 1 on the phone and share with me how this word has blessed you, encouraged you. Share your own story, your own testimony. Maybe you just want to say hello, give a shout out, or maybe you desire prayer. But it is your turn now to speak now and be heard. Press 1. I want to hear from you. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord. We bless you on tonight, and we are encouraged in you, Lord. There's no one like you. Praise the Lord on tonight. We're talking about encouraging yourself in the Lord, amen, and encouraging one another, speaking the word over your life, amen, and knowing that we can cast all our cares on God, for he cares for you, he cares for me, and he is no respecter person. What he do for one, he'll do for another. All we got to do is trust him. All we got to do is trust him, put our faith in him, amen, amen. So I'd like to hear from you.
If you've been encouraged, dial 1. Come on into the discussion. Minister Terry Herbert, good evening, woman of God. Welcome to Women Speak Now.
Good evening, family. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. You said
good
be encouraged.
Yes,
yes,
be encouraged.
Good evening, beautiful, beautiful family.
Yes,
be encouraged.
Sister.
Ooh, I tell you, you couldn't have put it any clearer. Ooh, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Redirect.
Praise God.
Yes, you said redirect our focus over our circumstances. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Minister Michelle, I tell you, my beautiful sister, you hit it here. Like you said, we are limited in this flesh.
Yes,
but we are strong in the spirit. That Bible, read it. Spend time in it. Spend time with God. Spend time with him in prayer. Ooh, thank you. Ooh, Jesus. I tell you, Minister Michelle, I'm encouraged. I'm encouraged every time I hear women speak now because you know what?
Praise God.
Ooh, he has a purpose for us. He has a purpose for each and every one of us. And I like you because I like listening to the NAM Network, the whole family on the show, because I'm encouraged. And it just gives me confirmation of the word that I am reading and studying and meditating on. It gives me so much confirmation just to hear it, you know. Over
and over. Well,
God
bless you,
sister.
By you too. God bless you. I'm encouraged by you too. I want to tell you that.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Ms. Terry, on Friday with What's the Word, and also for
praise
2 weeks,
Lord.
You guys always encourage me, and you encourage me daily with your daily posts. And you have a lot of people that follow you on Facebook, and I just want to say thank you for all your positive thoughts, all your positive posts, and just keep doing what you're doing.
Glory
because the Lord is doing good work in you. I see the growth and I see mighty things for you. The doors are opening and God is blessing you. Amen.
Thank you. Glory to God. Love you all, family. God bless you, sister.
Amen. We love you too. Area code 323, last four, 2161. You're live on Women Speak Now.
Good evening, Minister and Pastor. This is Carolyn.
Well, good evening, Minister Carolyn. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. I missed you
guys
the last couple of times. But I just wanted to say that, as always, I've been touched. And always, I feel like the topics are about me or they touch something that I'm going through. Because recently, my flesh has been in a mess, like totally. But I've learned that when you cast your burdens onto Jesus, you have to leave them there. You know, I have a problem with not people saying something directly to me, but if I hear they said something about me, like I have to retaliate. But I've learned, and I've practiced this the last 2 weeks, to ignore what they say and take it to the throne and not the phone. So I just start praying, Lord, please let them leave me alone because I don't want to go there. Whatever I say to the Lord, I leave it there, and I don't pick up the phone. I don't talk about it, and then it goes away. I've learned how to block and delete people from my Facebook because I'm very, like, combative. And to be a minister, that's not leading by example. So if you want to be like winners, you hang with winners. If you want to be like a good or an inspiring minister or working for the Lord, you hang with those kind of people or you listen to those kind of people. You get fed by those kind of people like I'm getting fed by you and the pastor. And I smile more now because I don't let nothing bother me, and this has just happened this last week, and it's because I was so busy giving stuff to God, and then I take it back from him, and I'm trying to deal with it instead of leaning on his promises. Like I love that I hurried up and put it on Facebook. To I think you said focus on God's promises and not on your problems. And I've done that this weekend, even financially or things that I was trying to get for an event, they've just been like dropping in my hands. I've been in LA for a week, and I came without really having a place to go. And I mean that has been covered all week. I just said a simple prayer,
and I'm just saying
that depending on God and not people has been so awesome for me the last 2 weeks, where I can't pay attention to other people and drama because that's my downfall. It makes me look bad when I retaliate. People will no longer look at them. They're going to look at me and how I react. So I thank God again, like every week I say, for you and Pastor Hamilton. You are really phenomenal to me. I've learned putting stuff on Facebook, I'll be like, they on my page, they gonna see that. That is not of God. So I'm sorry.
Accountability.
All right,
can I say one, and I'm not gonna go into my falsetto voice, but can I say one thing about what you just said about that? Is that, yes, you just said you're the woman of God and you don't wanna be seen that way, but people ain't even looking at you. They see God, because that's who we represent, and he's the one being discredited. He's the one being put on the back burner because of our actions. Mm-hmm. So I look at my life as being an example to serving him so he can get the respect back that he deserves.
Amen.
Yeah.
So everything I do has to be, you know, everything I do is like, I'm not discarding me, I'm discarding God. So that's what makes me change those things. Let me tell you something just to let you know. I be getting a lot more heat than you do. I be wanting to go off. I'm 5150. I want to go left field, but that's the old me. The new me is being able to, you know, absorb and say, you know what? No, because they're gonna talk about God. I can change my phone number. I can move to another state. I can start a ministry somewhere else and get balling until somebody catch up with me and be okay.
Right.
But God needs the one to get back that honor that he had, that he deserves.
Amen.
Amen.
And
see,
y'all
always going to let me preach.
Well, I want to tell the woman of God to be encouraged, you know, that we all must die daily and we're all being renewed daily. And I hear growth. I see growth and know that the good work that God has begun in you, he will complete it. And just keep doing what you do, because we all have to grow, and day by day, as long as you continue to put God first, then everything else is going to work out. Like you said, you've already experienced it in the last 2 weeks to see his faithfulness and how faithful he is. And he's going to continue to give you wisdom. He's going to continue to grow you. And, you know, we all have areas that we have to work on. I have a short temper. That's something that the Lord works out on me daily. And I've made a lot of growth. But guess what? I got a long way to go, too. So just continue to be encouraged. Yeah, continue to move forward. Continue to draw near to God, and he will continue to draw near to you. All you have to do is be a willing vessel, sound like you're willing, and God's going to do the rest.
Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you, sis. Anybody else want to get in this conversation tonight? Evangelist Virginia Valentine, welcome to Women Speak Now and Be Heard.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Evangelist Valentine. God bless you, mighty woman of God.
And also to you too, good afternoon, Pastor E, man of God.
Good evening.
Minister Michelle, I thank God for you.
I thank God for you, Evangelist.
Oh, I really thank God for you. I've been sitting here. You have shared so much. Till I don't even know where to start, where to begin, or where to end.
Praise God.
You have shared. Oh, my sister in the Lord, God bless you.
God bless you.
You continue doing what you're doing. I'm going to encourage you to say this. You keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
What God called you to do. Because this was awesome tonight. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
I got some little stuff written all over a piece of paper here. I don't even know where I'm at right now. But I tell you what.
Praise God.
God gets the glory.
Yes, he does.
Yes, you have shared so much about being encouraged in the Lord and how we can encourage ourselves. And a scripture you shared, I had already written it down before you even said anything.
First
Peter 5 and 7 tells us, hallelujah, to cast all our cares upon the Lord. Cast our cares upon the Lord.
Now,
and when we share that, we got to take everything to God and lay it at his feet and don't take it back.
That's right, Evangelist.
Share everything we got. Cast your cares upon the Lord, because he cares for us, and he does. Well, we got to cast everything upon him. You even talked about Peter walking on the water. and how he took his eyes off of Jesus. Because he was off focus. He didn't stay focused. He took his eyes off of Jesus. And he looked around. He saw the water and the waves. And all of that distracted Peter.
Yeah.
And that's why we got to keep our eyes on God. We can't let nothing distract us. Nothing can take our eyes off of God. We got to keep our eyes on the prize. And you said also, speak over yourself. And you talked about the mountain. And guess what, my sister? I've been in the
what,
Word this week. Guess where I've been coming from?
Wait,
Mark 11,
that.
22, 23, and 24. Speak to your
praise
mountain.
God. Hmm.
Speak to the mountain. What is the mountain? The mountain is problems that come up in your life. The mountain, you don't share so much. The mountain is sickness and disease, stress, high blood pressure, all that stuff. That's come up in your life. You know, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm with
Hello?
You.
Hello? Yes.
I'm with you, Evangelist.
Encourage yourself in the Lord. Speak over your life.
Yourself.
Speak over yourself. I look in the mirror, and I look at myself. I say, Virginia, encourage yourself in the Lord. That's what the Apostle Paul said. I encourage myself in the Lord.
Amen. We have to encourage
ourselves.
You
talked about stress. Stress is number one thing that kills us. Stress can cause heart attacks,
yes,
like
is.
You say. When you spoke
yes,
of all
ma'am.
Those things, I'm sitting here saying, amen, sister, come on with it.
Praise God.
Come on with it.
Gotta bring it to the
I
forefront.
I didn't know whether you was a doctor tonight. I didn't know whether you was a doctor tonight or that you done got another degree. I didn't know, but you done
praise
talked
God.
On stress. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah, Father.
To God be the glory. We can do all things in Christ.
On,
amen.
Yes, sister. You done talked on stress. You done talked on high blood pressure, diabetes, cholesterol, and all that other stuff. But you know where sickness and disease occurs from? It originates from the devil.
Say that.
Because, we, like you
truth.
Said, we don't take care of ourselves. And like my grandson, he came in this evening. And I looked in the sink and I said, what is this? He had some, they said this minister Michelle, he had some chicken breast in the zinc. I said, are you going to cook it? He said, no, Mama, you going to cook it. I baked it. I opened, did some green beans. And guess what? We are trying to eat right. We eat fish, chicken, and turkey.
That's good. Praise God.
And I might sometime
that's
get me
healthy.
Some fried chicken. Or fried
oh, yeah, you
got to
have some sometime. We got to have it sometime.
Yeah, sometime.
Yep.
But you don't talk
it's not
on,
all the time.
You don't talk. Yes, you don't talk on so much. You don't talk on so much. And I've been so blessed listening at you. And I'm going to stay focused.
Praise God. I am too, Evangelist.
Let us stay focused.
Keep...
Amen. Minister Michelle.
Amen.
Let us stay focused on God.
Yes, we're going to focus on who? On God. Yes, we are.
On God. And keep our eyes on the prize.
Yes, ma'am, on the
Amen.
Prize. Amen.
That's
praise
so
God.
Awesome. Yes.
Well, thank
you,
Evangelist. I love you, my sister, and thank you for that great input. And it, like I told Minister Terry, I am always encouraged. I can't always listen in on Fridays, but when I do, I am always blessed. And I know that you guys are doing mighty things on Friday, and you are growing in the Lord, and I see mighty things for you as well. And God is going to continue to open the doors for you. And I'm always encouraged by you, and I feel like you are a mentor. I remember when you first I first came to the Now Network, and I started listening to you, and I was like, oh, Pastor, yeah, I just love her. I think it was on Sundays at that time. I don't remember.
And I love you,
but,
too. I love
yep.
you, too. I love you, too. And I
God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you, man.
Praise
we
God.
Love you. We love you. We love you. Pastor Dwayne Collins,
do.
Come on in. The women
well,
speak now. Be encouraged.
Praise him. Praise
be
him.
Be encouraged,
I mean,
mighty man of God,
I mean,
Pastor Collins.
You just encouraged me. I mean, every time you get to going, you get some encouragement. Then you get back up. You get feet up. You know, you get confirmation. So I'm encouraged. I'm definitely encouraged. I'm in the restaurant getting some food. I'm hearing y'all.
Amen.
We just did some Bible study thing, just got done with Bible study. I'm like, I got to get to the point. I got to get to the radio. I got to listen to the women speak.
Praise
now. I got to listen to the program.
Thank you, Pastor Collins.
Amen.
I always try to listen
Amen.
To you when I see you pop up
live.
I try to click on and listen to you. You keep me encouraged, too, and give
yes.
me confirmation.
Yes.
And I appreciate
yes.
you always sharing things with me on Facebook. Thank you, man of God.
Yes.
And we need
Thank
to get
you
your wife connected with Minister Michelle on Women Speak Now.
I've been trying
yes.
to get it. Yeah.
Yes.
Matter of fact,
Absolutely.
She's with me now. She should be talking. She should have been talking to Michelle. Studied, you know, because
you
just came from
the Bible
study. Yeah, because it's women speak now, you know, and it's the words don't encourage her, you know. So
yep.
I appreciate
give her my love
you
and blessing.
Yes, she's standing right. They say they give you the love and blessing, Lady Ann. So yeah, but I appreciate that word. That's a word that I can sit back and relax and say, good.
Praise God. God bless
Praise
you.
God.
Thank you.
God bless you.
You know what that means? When a preacher say, good, he's gonna preach that.
Amen. That's right. We encourage each other. That's what
we might change the title around a little bit. Look, we might change
that's
the
right.
title around a little bit, but that's gonna get preached.
That's
yeah.
right. That's what we do. That's what we do. God be the glory. We gotta put our
God
own spin on it. You know how we do it. Amen.
Before you hang up, Pastor Dwayne, I wanna share something that's now news. The United States is at war with Syria right now. We just dropped 50 Tomahawk missiles on Syria.
Wow.
And so,
I didn't know that, Patsy.
President Trump has done his first initiation for war. It's not over. I need us to pray because there were Russians, there were Iranians
wow.
on that airbase along with Syrians.
Oh,
so that's three
God,
different
man.
Countries that you hit.
Wow.
Trying to, you know, hit it's a lot of complications going on, but we need to pray as a body of Christ for our country because, man, woo, we already at war. It's not, he ain't even made 100 days, and I'm not
wow.
saying it wasn't worth it because I'm a military man. I'm a Marine,
right.
believe me. So I have another side of me y'all don't know that when it comes to those type of things. But what happened in Syria was a disgrace to humanity.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
every country
right
of
on,
this
man.
Whole world should have been doing something, not just us.
Yeah.
What happened to those people in Syria was a disgrace to humanity.
That's
wow.
yours.
My God.
Mothers, fathers, Mm-mm-mm. families killed by chemical warfare, and it was a disgrace. So I just want to say that it's on the news. I mean, it's all over. Check out CNN. The 50 Tomahawks that let off. Believe me, the rest is coming next. But we want to
okay,
be aware
wow.
of that here on the Now Network, and we need our prayer warriors, our covenant prayer interceders to be
yes.
in prayer for our country.
All right.
Amen. Stop. Thank you for sharing that, man of God.
Amen. Thank you for saying that, man of God.
Yes, yes, yes. Amen. Amen. Closing remarks, Minister Michelle.
Yep. I just want to say to keep encouraging yourself in the Lord. And know that when we encourage ourselves in the Lord, that's how we go about recovering our joy. That's how we go about recovering our peace. So continue to be encouraged and know that God goes before you, and he is an awesome God. Amen.
Ooh, I say this in your closing. I am encouraged. I don't change. I'm
Praise
not going to go. I'm going to stay in the atmosphere of encourage that I can
Amen.
Encourage someone else. So I want to say this to you, Minister Michelle. You know what God wants better for you in your ministry, in your life, and everything more than he can do for me and anybody else. God purposely called your name. God drawing you away from everyone else to call you special, to call you beautiful, to
Thank
call
you,
you made by him, to call you his daughter, that what you do for him is different than anyone else can do. And he's about to not bless you physically, but spiritually continue to take you to another level of understanding,
Praise
wisdom,
God.
And knowledge.
Yes, Lord. Yes, to your will. Thank you for that word, man of God. I receive it by faith in Jesus' name.
Woo!
And he's doing the same for you because he's not a respected person. What he do for me, he's already done it
push,
for you. Amen.
Push.
Push.
Amen. Push. You know, we get this thing. It's coming
higher.
Around because even, you know, even as we get ready to close, but even when I'm speaking to people, I can feel it coming right back. I'm like, y'all think y'all slick.
Amen.
But when we start doing that push that
That's
you
right.
give, and you, it's automatically coming back. That's not about what you've done. It's about what God is doing, sharing his
Amen.
Spirit freely. Oh, my God. We going there. But
yes.
God bless everybody. You are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. But if you didn't know it, you're beautifully made by God also. Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.